The bottom line is, guys, that Kenny Rogers pitched 8 shutout innings, 7 of them after that ball was, that hand was washed off. So my question, let's first start with Eric Burns, is really the damage that he did the suggestion, kind of like a Gaylord Perry, it's putting in the heads of the players on the other team that he might be doing it, and that's really the psychological win that he won?
No, I think that, well, first of all, I talked to Steve Palermo, and Steve Palermo offered me the same explanation in the tunnel with 3 outs to go in the game. Nothing against Steve Palermo, and not that I think that he's fabricating what happened, but, you know, for me, I'm looking at Kenny Rogers' hand, and that noticeable dirt mark appeared not to be dirt. So if I'm looking at this situation, if I'm Tony La Russa, in Tony's defense, I don't think Tony knew exactly what was going on, because he had a clubhouse kid come down and tell him something about it. And that's how the whole thing got brought to notice. None of this would have came up if it wasn't for Fox Television and all the cameras and all the high def that picked up the spot on Kenny Rogers' hand. But the thing is if I'm Tony, I'm causing a stink about this. I'm not going to let this game go on, because I want to win a World Series. I want Kenny Rogers out of that game, and I want him suspended for the rest of the series. So
what's interesting is you got Tony La Russa saying there's no indication from the clubhouse something's going on with the pitcher. I have a decision to make. I decided I was not going to be part of the garbage where I was going to ask the umpire to go to the mound and undress the pitcher. Do you think that's because he has so much respect for Jim Leland? He figured it was handled, and he just didn't want to. He wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt the first time around.
Yeah, he had respect for the pitcher, for Kenny. I think he had respect for Jim Leland, and I think he had respect for the game of baseball, and he didn't want this to be marred in controversy. But let me tell you something. I think baseball needs a little controversy. This is an American society that loves gossip, that loves controversy. And I'll tell you what, I think that this right here is actually good for the game. I think this might even help the ratings for Major League Baseball. Why do you think Fox was searching for something like this? Because this is a regionalized World Series. This is a World Series that the first game was one of the lowest rated World Series of all time, because it's regionalized. You're talking about the same markets in Detroit and St. Louis. So I think this is good. The steroid controversy is over. The labor agreement's just about done. All of a sudden, here we have it. We got controversy again.
Yeah, baby. Hey, Jim Beattie, we know you got to go here in the last minute. Tell us your take on this. Does this remind you of the Gaylord Perry days or what?
Well, on first part, I think any pitcher knows what's on his hand. I mean, you know if you've got a little hangnail, you know if you've got anything going on in your pitching hand. So, and if you do it yourself, you look and you can touch your fingertips right to that spot on your palm to put a little extra whatever it was on your fingertips to give you some grip. But on the other hand, given the scrutiny that TV cameras give players and pitchers and everybody else, it's so obvious that you can't believe that that's what it was. But, you know, it should have been, I think, during the game, made a bigger deal of it than it was. And in fact, Kenny Rogers has been, I saw an interview, he said the umpires never mentioned it to him. The umpires came over to him to talk to him about not going out too early in the inning because it's so cold and we've got to wait for the commercials to break. So pace yourself that way. They didn't mention anything. He said he just kind of noticed it when he walked off the mound and went in and washed it himself.